The Playhouse in the Morning.
Sleeping in? We get it. We'll still be here when you're ready to face the day.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
Rain with 50 ways to say goodbye. We're the Playhouse of the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. 53 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios, 8:33 in the morning. Today in Fargo, Moorhead, going to be pretty good. Partly sunny and mild, too, with a high around 73 later on this afternoon. Thursday morning, going to be a really exciting morning for us here at the Playhouse, because 7:30 Thursday morning, we get to give you exactly what you have always wanted. And I bet you're sitting there in your car right now and you're like, I don't even know what I always wanted. How do they know? Well, we have our ways. And 7:30 Thursday morning, you get exactly what you've always wanted. Now, Maggie, I'm hoping that you're ready to put that stethoscope to the relationships of Fargo Moorhead, because it is time once again for Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a
When you have a matter of love, a tender situation, what you do is you go to y94.com, scroll down to quick links, and there you'll find a form for Maggie the Love Doctor. You send her a message, and then we will share it on the air, and she will tackle it in front of thousands. No pressure, though.
Oh, God.
No pressure. You ready?
I think so.
Your first one comes from Marie. She says, Maggie the Love Doctor, my boyfriend has recently gained a whole lot of weight. I know he's a guy, so maybe it's a little bit more acceptable socially for him to put on a few pounds, but I want to help him without hurting his feelings. Do you have some thoughts?
Ooh, this one's different. I don't know that we've ever had a girl write in saying
it's always been
guy.
The reverse, right?
It has been the reverse. This one's a tough one. I don't see it. Maybe I would talk to one of his friends about going to the gym, because not every guy wants to go to the gym with their girlfriend. You know what I mean? So maybe talk to one of his friends and see if they can get him to kind of get a little more motivated.
So you could get him a gym buddy?
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, get in the way of his ordering a pizza or picking up the fast food or whatever. And just you yourself prepare healthier meals. And if I don't know how much of the shopping you do in this relationship, if any, but if you try to buy those healthier snacks, because we as men, we will certainly notice if the Doritos are gone. But you can maybe trick us if there's something else in place of the Doritos, something that is still tasty, but it's healthier. Trick us. Slowly introduce the healthier things.
Okay.
Except That's if I ever thought. Come home to a salad now and be like, you saying I'm fat?
Yeah. Now Rad's paranoid.
Oh, God.
That was from Marie, not Sarah. You're okay. Now, your next one, Maggie, comes from Nicole. She says, Dearest Maggie, my husband has been sporting a mustache for a while. He tells me it's because they are in and they're popular. I told him they're in more of a comedic way. People don't seriously like mustaches. He just wants to have an icebreaker with people he meets at work, I think. He is in sales and meets a lot of new people. I think he just likes the mustache humor. But they aren't actually in, are they? As his wife, can I force him to shave the mustache?
I don't think you can force him to shave, but I think if you nag him enough, he probably will shave. Because that's how it works in my house. Ray, you need to shave, or at least maintain, or trim. Ray, can you please shave? Ray, you really need to shave.
I forgot that Ray was sporting the caveman beard for really all of last winter.
It was bad.
Is it going to make a comeback as it gets cold?
It does every year.
Oh, man.
Sad to say, it does every year.
See, and the beard is one thing. I feel like there's maybe 5% of the population that can actually pull off a mustache.
See, that's very true, because I made the mistake of saying, Ray, can you please go shave your beard? And he walked out with only a mustache.
It didn't look good,
I was terrified. Scarred for life.
You have to be like a Brooklyn police officer to pull off a mustache. It just doesn't look right.
Not everyone
can
pull
it
off. No.
I like that he grew it just for the humor. Like, he grew it just so he could be like, I mustachio a question.
See, and that won't last forever. So maybe he'll get sick of it and shave after a while.
But I'll shave it for later.
Yeah.
You ruined my punchline, Maggie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know there was more.
Next up in Maggie the Love Doctor, Benjamin says, Maggie the Love Doctor, my wife, God bless her, let her legs get so prickly, and she does this every time before she shaves them. There's a lot of hair in Megan Love Doctor today. He continues, she told me that shaving is too much work to do it regularly. How do I nicely explain to her I'd be much more attracted if those pine trees would get trimmed here and there?
Oh, my God. First of all, don't call them pine trees.
Okay, step
that,
one.
That might be one in the negative. I don't know. Like I said, even with the facial hair, he's going to get sick of it. She is going to get sick of it.
So just
she
nag
will
her.
Shave, yes.
I like that your answers today, you're such naggy Maggie. It's all nag the person about this, nag the person about this.
That's twice. That's only two things I've said nag.
Naggy Maggie.
What are you talking about?
I think we should go ahead and do some like spouse swaps. And if we could get the mustache guy in a relationship with
yes.
prickly pine tree legs, that would be the hairiest, most beautiful Chewbacca Sasquatch family that's ever existed. You got one more.
Okay, good.
Mark says, Maggie, the doctor of love. I am worried. Oh, wait, I skipped about halfway down the email. Sorry. I found out that my wife used to be a stripper. Now I'm worried. What else did she do back in the day? I'm worried that maybe she took money for some other things as well. But maybe it's my imagination running away with me. How demanding can I be or forceful can I be in asking what else did she do for money in her younger days?
I don't think you should phrase it as, what did you do for money?
Right.
Just say, what else did you do? What else don't I know about?
Mm-hmm.
I think you phrase it that way, she might take it a little bit better.
That's an interesting secret you just let me in on. Do you have any other ones?
What else don't I know?
Be proud. Mm-hmm. You landed a stripper. That's like a fantasy of so many men back in the day.
So Rat's answer is, I just found out my girlfriend used to be a stripper. Why don't you go to Home Depot, buy a pole? This has been Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
I need more mustache jokes.
The tickler.
Give me some more mustache jokes. If you have some good ones, 35-270. Just want like a list ready to go. Because mustaches have been coming up a lot lately. And I want to make sure I'm ready. So any mustache jokes? I got a mustachio question, but I must shave it for later.
I've never heard the must shave it for later part. Maybe I just quit listening after I mustachio.
That's
question.
Because you cut people off from their damn punchlines, Maggie.
No, but I've never. Well, I don't just jump in, but
apparently
I've never
heard that. Everybody.
That.
I'm glad that's
Wait, what
not
was
just
that?
Me.
What are you talking about?
Slow down, Selena Gomez. Final song, beat down in a bit.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
The number one rule is there are no rules.
Y94.